Episode 4, The Creation of Vegetation. Scripture Focus, Genesis 1, verse 11 to KJV. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth." And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Devotional. On the third day of creation, God brings forth life on dry land. Grass, herbs, and fruit-bearing trees burst into existence, each carrying the ability to reproduce after their kind. This moment reveals the abundance of God's creation and his provision for every living thing that would follow. The Septuagint describes this command with a sense of vitality, emphasizing the earth's immediate obedience to God's word. The Book of Jubilees reflects on this event as a sign of God's generosity. By creating vegetation, he establishes a cycle of sustenance and renewal that continues to this day. Every blade of grass, every fruit-bearing tree, and every seed is a testament to God's care and foresight. The Essenes, who lived in harmony with nature, often viewed plants and trees as symbols of spiritual growth and renewal. The Dead Sea Scrolls include writings that celebrate God's provision through the land. They remind us that the same God who caused the earth to produce vegetation is the one who supplies our daily needs. This creation is not just practical, but also beautiful, showing God's desire for his creation to reflect his glory. In the Gospels, Jesus often uses the imagery of seeds and plants to teach spiritual truths. One notable example is the parable of the sower in Matthew 13. Jesus describes how seeds represent the word of God, and their growth depends on the soil in which they are planted. This parable invites us to examine the soil of our hearts. Are we receptive to God's word? Are we allowing his truth to take root and grow within us? God's creation of vegetation also speaks to his faithfulness. The fruit trees, with seeds embedded within their fruit, symbolize his provision for future generations. This cycle of growth and renewal reminds us of God's constant care and sustenance in our lives. Just as seeds are sown to yield a harvest, so is God's word sown into our hearts to bear spiritual fruit. Vegetation also highlights themes of beauty and nourishment. The variety in creation, different kinds of grasses, herbs, and trees, reveals God's creativity and love of diversity. This diversity serves not only to meet physical needs, but to provide beauty that reflects his glory. In this, we see a glimpse of heaven, where all things are made new and perfect in his presence. As we meditate on this moment in creation, let us consider the ways God provides for us both physically and spiritually. The grass, herbs, and trees remind us of his abundance and care. Just as he sustains the earth, he sustains us through his word and spirit. Are we cultivating the seeds of faith he has planted in our lives? Are we bearing fruit that reflects his glory? Clovenly Father, we thank you for the beauty and abundance of your creation. Thank you for the grass, herbs, and fruit-bearing trees that remind us of your provision and care. Help us to cultivate the seeds of faith you have planted in our hearts. May we grow strong and fruitful, reflecting your glory in all we do. Teach us to trust in your provision and to share the abundance you have given us with others. Thank you for sustaining us physically and spiritually. May we always remember that every good and perfect gift comes from you. In Jesus' name, amen. Broadcast information. A new devotional is available weekly on KRRB Revelation Radio in East Texas at 1700 AM. They are also broadcast to more than 160 countries worldwide on revelationradio.net. We hope you will join us each week as we walk through the Word together.